Blog Talk Radio.
Are you looking to take your social technology strategies to the next level? Then do we have a show for you. Social Geek Radio co-hosts AK Stout and Deb Evans chat weekly with innovative technology folks who share their experiences, tips, and tricks to help you take your business to the next level. Social Geek Radio is brought to you by Saying It Social and Deb Evans Consulting, LLC. To learn more about their unique services, including but not limited to speaking, consulting, and training, visit AK Stout and DebEvansConsulting.com.
Well, hello there. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from a very stormy Stagecoach, Texas tonight. AK was feeling just a little under the weather. I think she really got into the Halloween candy a little too early since she was working with that. And so she's taking a night off, but my sidekick is a co-host that I've had many times, and I'm welcoming Lori Windham to the show. Hey, Lori, it's been a while since you've been here.
Well, I've been here. I've just been very quiet and just in the chat room, you know, causing trouble there.
That's true. You've been the director in the chat room, and you've been very helpful. Thank you. So are you wearing your tiara?
No. Actually, I was thinking before we got on the phone that, you know, your show's doing so well. I'm like, was thinking, why, you know, is there some way that there should be video with this? That would be so great. But I'm really glad.
Yeah,
you don't. That there's no video aspect.
No video tonight. But soon we'll take this to video land. So it's great to have you. And we've got two special guests tonight. It's like all these fun surprises tonight. I knew that Kim would be joining us from Project Eve, which is, I love Project Eve, but tonight Meredith is with us as well. So, ladies, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, this is so exciting. So Kim is off in California, and Meredith is in New York City, and this is how it was when you guys joined us maybe a year ago. It might have even been longer than that. So as we were chatting in the chat room before we went live, I'd love to go back in time a little bit and recap how you got started with Project Eve, because as I said, you've not grown. You've exploded. It's just phenomenal. But why don't you tell the story of how you got started and what Project Eve is, and then we'll get into the whole Shop the Movement.
Sure. So Meredith and I are friends from, I hate to put a date on it, but from back in the late 90s when we were both at NYU for business school. And, the internet was barely a big thing at that point. We sort of kept our heads down and whatnot in our classes with a focus on finance, and ended up doing a too long stint in investment banking and financial services and hedge funds and whatnot. The conversation very early on started about what our next move was when the investment banking stint was over. But it would ebb and flow and come to the forefront and then recede quite a bit over the 12 or 15 years or so that we kept our heads down. And then around about 2008, that conversation with the financial crisis became a lot more frequent and a lot more probably even dire, as our colleagues and friends were laid off all around us. And then in 2010, they closed the office where I was working, and that really pushed that question to the forefront, because you either go out and get a new job, or you find something else to do. And I tried to start something completely different on my own, and boy, that was lonely and hard, and it had nothing to do with financial services. And I really started to drift without having somebody to bounce ideas off of on a regular basis, and mentors and people to keep me going. It was just really tough. And Meredith, being, you know, the kind of best friend that she is, at a certain point turned to me and said, you know, what are you doing? Because you don't seem to be doing much. And I started talking about the problem, about how hard it was to meet new people and form a new network. And she's, you know, is a very good problem solver and said, well, there has to be somebody, something out there for you. And we started looking online, and we came up with a whole bunch of different ideas. But when we looked online, there really wasn't a spot for women doing the same thing. There were a lot of communities for startups, but they were very competitive, what we like to think of, what we like to call sharp elbowed, where it's all about your elevator pitch and join this competition and join this other competition and pitch to win. And I didn't feel ready for that. Meredith could definitely put herself in my shoes and say, oh, I'm not ready for that either. That's really intimidating when I'm not even sure if I have a great idea. So when we looked around, she said, you know, we should just build something. If this doesn't exist, it needs to exist. There are all these women out there that are really struggling and that would love to get to know each other and share ideas and support one another. So one day she said, you know, let's build it. So that was actually about 2 years ago, I think next week. Does that sound right, Meredith?
Yes.
November 2011. And then we got a landing page. Well, we think of it as a glorified landing page. We had a stripped-down site up by the spring of 2012, just to see if there really was a community of women out there that would respond to our message about supporting one another and talking through ideas and being real. And not pretending that everything was perfect, and that starting a business wasn't hard, and that you didn't immediately have people knocking on your door to give you venture capital funding. We wanted people to say, you know, this is hard, but this is how I overcame this problem, and can you help me with this problem? And with that little stripped-down site, we managed to get, I think, 6,000 members and build a respectable Twitter following in under a year. And this spring, May of 2013, we launched what we consider to be our beta site at projectyouth.com, which is much prettier, more robust in terms of content and search and ability to ask questions, get answers. List your business, create a profile for yourself that's searchable online to really establish a digital track record for yourself and for your new business. So that's kind of where we are. The new site has been up since May, and things are going well. The community has grown in leaps and bounds, both in traffic and on social media. So we're pleased. We've got a lot more to go, but
pleased. You should be so proud of yourselves and going from this idea to the. I mean, really, you basically said, let's build it and they will come. You did that. Like that in a phenomenal time. It's just amazing. So tell us about, you know, our listeners, if they want to participate in this community, in this Project Eve community, why don't you give them the URL, tell them the different platforms, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn, or, you know, where is it that they should start if somebody that's not visited and been part of this community yet?
Right. So the website's available at www.projecteve.com. Membership is free. When you go there, you can find blogs, which are all contributed by members, on a tremendous number of topics, from starting over, startup stories. As a new member, or really as any member, you can answer a quick, I think, 7-question online interview and share your startup story. If you're complete with your company logo and links back to your site about why you started your business, what problem it's solving. You can also find in an area we call the Sweet Life, things to take your mind off of business if you don't always want to think about improving your social media following or your web design problems or branding and marketing. There's also an area called Help and Eve Out, which is our forum where you can ask questions and get advice from people who have seen it all and done it and experienced the same problems and who might have solutions or who just will commiserate with you. I'm trying to think what else is there. I think that's it for the site. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's Project Eve 1. Same with Facebook, Project Eve 1. Same with Tumblr, Project Eve 1. You get the pattern.
Yes, and we were talking earlier, too, about your different platforms and communities. So I'm on the Facebook page, and I see that you have 33,000 followers or fans or friends or whatever it is that
right.
you want to call them there. Between all of your social platforms, can you give me an idea of how many are really part of that community? And I'm sure that some of them are over, you know, someone that's on Facebook is following you on Twitter, but a lot of times these communities are very insular that, you know, it's just here's your Twitter follower and here's your Facebook follower. What's your estimate of how many people are part of the Project Eve community, overall community?
The community, just of social media or the community including the site?
But you know what? Actually, all of it. You know, the what do you call
the
them? Ever? Project
Eves? Eves, I think. Eves. Right, Meredith?
Well, Eve.
Yeah,
Eves.
Eves. So we are, I think, thrilled to say that if you add it all up, including our members, our visitors on the site and across a huge array of social media platforms. I think we reach now over 1 million globally. So we're really pleased with that number.
And it started with just the two of you. And I know the last time that we talked, which was at least a year ago, it was still pretty much the two of you. What does your team look like now? And then how do you monetize all this work that you've done to build this?
I think we really view ourselves as content originators, and we are predominantly publishers, although we do have an online community component to the site. And so being, you know, content publishers, we monetize through our main source of revenue is through advertising, and we do a lot of different types of advertising. So we have on-site advertising, but then we also do sponsored content, native content. We've run social media campaigns. We've done a lot of cause marketing campaigns, national campaigns. But all of this is to keep the actual news and resources free for our community. So we
So the
site is free, and the community is free to our members. So we don't charge any fees or anything to be a part of the community to our membership.
That's right. If I have not mentioned that, I'll repeat it. It's free, so you can do all of that. You can add blogs. You can communicate and connect with all of these women. You can share your startup story and build your profile just by signing up. We don't want to charge women. That was one of the reasons I think we were, Meredith and I, were both so motivated about forming our own community. Is the few communities that we found out there wanted to charge, you know, rather steep membership fees. And when you're just starting out, those kind of fees make a big difference, and especially if you're not even sure that you want to start out. If you're still sitting in a cube dreaming about starting a business or thinking about a business as something where you're going to be moonlighting and you're taking your savings and investing it into a new opportunity, we wanted to make sure that we got to inspire future entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and small business owners and not just get people who are established and who have a little extra around.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So now the community itself, it's inspiring women reinventing their careers. Is this exclusive to just women?
You know, ironically, we have a very high percentage of site traffic from men. Higher than you would imagine, because I think that a lot of people are starting to appreciate our content as being useful, whether you're a man or a woman. I think the community aspect of helping each other without the bravado, without the button-up, perfectly blown-out hair, is really important, that no sharp elbows approach that we take. But there are plenty of men who come to our site for the resources because they are very useful if you're starting or growing a business.
And certainly, you know, your top 10 communication tools you need as a startup, that's applicable regardless of whether you're a man or
mm-hmm.
a woman. So there's plenty to do there. There's just maybe a slightly different style of communication.
Right, right. Well, I'm part of a networking group, and we call it networking group. We're not sure what else to call it, that we meet on Tuesdays. And one of the things my facilitator is always saying is that, you know, women have a different style in business, and they have a different style in the way they market, the way they sell, the way they service. And I believe that, and I'm seeing that, and I'm thinking within your community, why, you know, it's attracted such a huge audience is that we as women are feeling a little left out in this man's world of business. And I'm sure that, you know, in your community, everybody's inspired to help one another and they're very nurturing and, you know, how can I help you? And it's really refreshing to see.
Well, I'll tell you, when at least from our own personal experiences, I think after we started our families, you know, after work, we were less inclined to stay late at the office chit-chatting or go out for beers after work or a drink after work because we wanted to get home to our family. We wanted to get home to our children. And that's one fundamental way I think that women are different than men. Because I think a lot of the elder care responsibilities and the familial responsibilities still fall on the woman in the household, and I think even more importantly, there's a lot of women that would like to, you know, go home and spend time with their family and have a job, and there's just not enough time in the day to do all the things that we want to do. And so one of the things that falls away is this networking style, this after-work networking that occurs really predominantly between men, just because, you know, at least for me personally, I didn't want to do it anymore. I just wanted to go home and read to my children and make sure I spent some time with them at the end of the day.
And even, you know, even my son aside, I desperately didn't want to put on heels and walk into a networking event hoping to find, you know, the one connection that I needed to make, and an hour later find out that person, you know, didn't show up. And so now I've paid for a babysitter. I've put on the heels at the end of the day, which I will tell you, is a lot harder than putting on the heels at the beginning of the day. I got out of the house. I invested the time and the money. And I know, and I still do it from time to time, but when we were just looking to start this, all we wanted was a place where we could come home, change into yoga pants, spend some time with our kids, and after we took care of them, maybe go back and then do a little bit more work, but, you know, a comfortable spot on the couch with laptop in hand. And that's, you know, that's part of the other solution. Do some pre-networking online. Get some of the stuff that you need to get done without having to pay, and get your heels, your suit, and your whatnot on.
And your swords and your...
That's right, your armor.
Your armor. We call it armor. We do. We call it, you know, it's full regalia. You know, you're in some form of ridiculous 3.5-inch heels at a networking event trying to work a room, trying to be efficient. And your mind is really, you're torn, you know, is this the best way to do things? Am I going to meet the person that I really need to meet? You know, I think that's what makes it so tricky.
Which is not to say that Project Eve, you know, is a total replacement for going out, because you do have to venture forth from time to time. But from our experience, it's just not, it's not doable in the frequency that you could manage. So,
thus,
Project Eve was born.
That's really cool. This is Lori. I have a question. You guys have grown so crazy, and we were saying, you know, one of you is in New York and one of you is in California, and I'm in the process of pulling together sort of a yoga pant lifestyle business myself. Yeah. What kind of challenges have you had in being able to build this thing and do it virtually and do it while you're apart?
Well, let's see. I can give this morning as an example. I knew that there was a conference call that we had just set up earlier in the morning, and all of a sudden I started looking at emails and thinking, oh, my gosh, is this happening right now? Is this happening at 9:30 in the morning? And I had calculated back, instead of a 3-hour time change, a 6-hour time change. And I think potentially I was hoping subconsciously that I really lived in Hawaii instead of California. So I started texting Meredith and sending Skype messages and things, this now, and calling her. And about a minute into this flurry of electronic activity, I realized that, no, in fact, the call was at 12:30 my time and 3:30 her time, that I, in fact, did not live in Honolulu.
The time zones are challenges.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, that goes to visualizing the goal, right?
So maybe I just needed a little bit more caffeine. I'm not not sure. One of the benefits is, particularly when we were launching the new site, and really think that was the new site this spring was really around the clock. I think we compared it mostly to having a newborn. The new site
it was almost surreal.
It was
really
surreal. There was so much lack of sleep. And the benefit of that was we could do a pass the baton, and we were on hold with our host provider trying to figure out, you know, what was going wrong. I could take care of things from, you know, midnight until about 4 a.m. California time, and Meredith could pick up the baton and carry things.
I will say, in terms of, you know, Kim and I are very, 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 we work very well together. And I think, you know, we have a true friendship that underlies our business relationship, and we are very comfortable talking on the phone to each other, and we have done so for 15 years. and so we basically have an open line going all day where we go back and forth on ideas, and it's like working in another office. And I think with Dropbox and some of the other technologies that are out there now, especially with cloud computing, sharing of files is extremely easy, and editing documents, so we both work on them, or going into our site and editing things in our site. You know, I think the cloud has really made the collaboration of people who are not in the same physical location possible. So I think we're very, very fortuitous. It was very fortuitous that the technology came out just as we were really launching Project Eve, and we've definitely availed ourselves of the benefits there.
Great. Now, one of the things
we
could we do what?
Separate time zones. We could move to separate time zones and take over the world. That's all.
I think
we're just we're too
that's
clever.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's not a problem. We're women, so certainly we could do that. No offense.
Well,
to women that are listening.
For us to say, hey, it's a problem. We have to be in the same office, when part of our whole thing is that, you know, we want flexibility for women, and we want to prove this business model, and we want to say, hey, you know, Kim, you have a pediatrician appointment. Take Andrew, the pediatrician. The world is not going to come to an end. I'm not even in the same city. That's completely fine. We've got it. We've got your back.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
And this started when we only lived, our phone relationship started when we probably only lived, I think, 3 blocks from each other in New York City, and we would still manage to have, you know, hour-plus long phone conversations from time to time when we couldn't be bothered to get out the door and walk.
Yeah.
You know,
meet somebody
for
Starbucks.
On the Upper West Side. So, we practiced with that phone relationship for 15 years before
and
this started.
And by the way, our husbands are very, very appreciative of our phone relationship, Kim and Kim, because there's things that I discussed with Kim that my husband's like, that's fantastic. Now you don't have to discuss that with me.
I could see where that would come in handy. Yeah. Well, one of the things, and actually, you know, thank you for catching everybody up on Project Eve and where you are and where you started. But what prompted the show tonight was this new, and I'm going to call it a campaign, and correct me if it's really not a campaign, but called Shop the Movement. And Kim, I think you sent me an email yesterday. It's like, you know, have I heard of Shop the Movement? And I really had missed it. I hadn't seen the information about that. So why don't you tell us what that is and what's involved and why you're excited about it?
Sure. So part of Project E's mission is really, as we've discussed, is really lifting each other up. And once we got the new site up and running and consistently working, we started to think about, you know, what's the next step? How can we continue on with this mission? How can we help our member businesses grow? How can we really help to move the needle on helping women-owned businesses make an impact? And we started talking about having an online shopping event. So Shop the Movement is an online shopping event. It starts November 12th and runs through December 9th. And we've partnered with Axion, which is a microfinance lending non-for-profit, and they will be recipients of 5% of profits from Project Eve and our participating companies during this time. So the idea is that women are part of our community, are shopping from the people who are participating in the movement, in the movement, and the member companies benefit from increased traffic and sales right ahead of the holiday season, and a good cause, microfinance for underprivileged companies, and in particular their women's program, benefits from some extra money that we can raise during the period.
And I'm looking, so I'm at the site now, projecteve.com slash shop dash movement. You have a lot of partners here.
Yeah, we have, I think it's over 40. I think when I last counted it was 42, but then I noticed in one of our email boxes today that we got several new sign-ups today. So in a whole range of companies. It's very fun to watch them come in. We have branding and design. We have baby gear and clothing. We have fashion. We have jewelry. We have one is an online shopping platform. If you need to set up your online e-commerce store, I believe that they work with you. We have, I think we're working with some co-working space. It's fun to learn about these companies and then to start thinking about ways that I might shop the movement come November. There's a pet care company, PR. So it's really exciting. And people who list, they get publicity on that page, and if you have a special deal or offer, we have an additional page where people can go and take advantage of discounts and specials and coupons and whatnot that that the movement participates have offered to our membership. And then in November, starting November 12th, we'll start doing a lot more social media promotion of the people who listed in Shop the Movement so that we can really get the whole social media network involved and aware of the special deals and the people who are participating. And it's all free. So,
and if somebody wants to be part of this movement as far as a service or product that they like to offer, what's the best way that they can get your attention and request to be part of this?
So you go to projecteve.com on right in the navigation bar. There's a link that says what is Shop the Movement, and you can read about that there. And then right below it in a drop-down menu, you just click on it and you sign up to get involved. You answer a couple questions, put your logo. Say yes to the pledge that you'll donate 5% of the profits to Axion at the end. But that's an honor. That's on an honor system, and that would be something that you do separate. We don't want to be middleman
right.
in that donation. You add your logo. If you're going to offer a deal, type in the deal that you want, and you hit submit, and then it goes off through cyberspace to us, and within 24 to 48 hours, we can get you up on the site and ready to go.
Wow. I don't know. And Laurie, have you seen anything like this before? I don't think I've seen anything this exclusive.
No, I haven't. I was just looking through, and some of these I've never heard of, and they sound really cool. We talked, a little bit about doing like a networking, bring your wares event here locally, mm-hmm. but not that benefited anything. So
mm-hmm.
Maybe we should think about that.
Right, and I think even we were having a conversation with a company earlier today, and they said, we're brick and mortar, and
mm-hmm.
we're only in this one location, and we're not really sure if this would be something that would apply to us. And, sure, it would, because, a segment of your market is a part of this network of a million-plus women around the world. And it might reach someone in France who forwards it to her friend who happens to be in Texas and might want to go to your
mm-hmm.
To your business. So, and it raises awareness, and, we hope that in addition to you, Deb, we can get the attention of people and raise awareness for Axion, and we hope to continue on and do this again.
I'm excited to see. So what are you doing as far as, your official launch day? Is there anything special you're doing in the social world? I know you've got blog posts and things like that, but, what do you do when you're actually unveiling and launching a date? You're not ribbon cutting, because it's not physical, mm-hmm. it's a virtual. So I've never thought about it. What's the big plan, or is there a big plan for the actual day?
I think more will be revealed.
So this is the tease leading up until the day. So the actual launch
date,
you said, is November 12th. So
that's right.
Okay. It's like a book
that's
launch.
Right. More will be revealed as we pound the table from time to time for other initiatives that we've run. So
mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest clue.
great. And so we'll just have to make sure that we're watching your sites. We're
right.
on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're following you. We've signed up for your newsletter. We need to know so that we don't miss any of the – and certainly I want to keep coming back, too, to see who else you've added.
Wonderful deals and discounts.
Right.
As Kim talks about the virtuous cycle, give a little, get a little. There's wonderful products and deals and discounts during Shop the Movement. And then Project Eve also allows you to showcase your own products.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're showcasing your own products, it's also a good idea to look around the site and see whether there's something that may interest you as well.
Right, and share. Very mm-hmm. good. Very exciting. It really is. I just applaud you for what you started with and where you are, and I can't even imagine where you're going to go with your ideas and your site. And very, very social, very inspiring, because the blog posts that have been coming out and the stories, they're hard to keep up with. You have such great content that's posted every day.
I know. A lot of it is a little bit like drinking from a fire hose.
Fire hose. Mm-hmm.
But we do, part of it is, the content just keeps getting better and better. So if people keep contributing such awesome content, We want to get it out there, but if you miss it, you know, we do have, we do keep archives of everything, so it's easy to go in and search, and then we really become a destination for people to do research as well, which mm-hmm. is another ideal. So you can keep up with it kind of as the stories are coming out, or you can use Project Eve as a restore, you know, research resource.
Sure.
You know, and spend some more time on the site.
Right. So now, and I meant to ask this earlier in the show, most of your community U.S.-based, or do you have international
Canada,
members?
Australia, U.K., predominantly English-speaking-based.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a sizable population in Canada, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, so it's places where English is spoken.
Right. It's really fun, though, if you're on, you know, I think probably, especially for me on the West Coast, and I also happen to stay up too late for my own good, but, you know, from time to time I'll be on Google Analytics and click in at, you know, midnight on the West Coast or even 1 in the morning, and you're like, oh, look at that. Australia just woke up.
Yeah.
You'll see little spots of blobs covering Australia and New Zealand, and then you'll look at different reports, and you're like, whew, someone's on the site in Kazakhstan. That's crazy. It is global, but because it's in English, those are our major markets, and most certainly the U.S. is the biggest.
Oh, that's funny. Very good. Yes, occasionally I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll look at my phone and think, oh, who's tweeting? Oh, there's Kate Groom. She's in Australia. Well, you know what? She should be tweeting now. I should not be reading. I'm going back to bed.
Right.
Oh, good. Well, I don't want to hold you ladies up from your family time any longer than I already have, but I'm so happy that you could join us tonight and share all the exciting things that you're doing. And I'm sure instead of waiting another year for you to come back, I think we're going to have to do a 6-month checkup every once in a while so that I have you back and you catch us up on what you're doing, because it's all exciting and new and very, very clever. You're very clever women.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate the support and the invitation today. It just, you know, help like yours is what Project Eve is all about. So we really, really appreciate it, and we love you and Social Geek Radio.
Oh, well, thank you. It is great to have you. So once again, give them a couple of your sites to go to in case anybody didn't jot it down in the beginning.
www.projecteve.com for the main site and to sign up for Shop the Movement. And we make announcements on Facebook at Project Eve 1, and Twitter at Project Eve 1, and Tumblr at Project Eve 1. Soon, Google Plus, we can get that custom name.
Yes, we need our custom URLs.
There. That's
yes,
right.
Very good. Well, good. Well, thank you. And soon, hopefully soon, we'll be able to meet in real life. We've had a few conversations now and still haven't met in person, but that'll be my next thrill. So we're going to...
Ours too.
You could, well, if you come to Texas, you just got to look me up. And the next time I'm in New York, Meredith, I'm going to connect with you. We keep missing each other when I'm in New York.
I know. Absolutely.
Okay. It will be fun. Well, thank you, ladies. You can either hang with us or have a good night, and we're going to move. Laurie, I hope you're ready. You ready for Geek It Out?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Let's get the song going.
Social Geek, Social Geek, Social Geek.
think our music had a little hiccup there. All right, so it hiccups every once in a while. So I am ready. I know that you've got some really cool Geek It Out sites that AK shared with us. So
and I apologize if I'm not going to talk about them like I know them like the back of my hand. I just get a quick, you know, trying to keep up with AK is...
It's tough. It's a challenge, but that's all right. Between the two of us, I think we've got it covered. So it takes two of us to be one AK. And we've got Dana in the chat and tweeting, so we've got Dana as backup.
And we could make him call. We could have him call in, too, if we were just completely off. So
We could. Okay. We're ready. Let's go.
Okay. Well, the first one I want to do, I don't know, when I'm on Pinterest, every once in a while, I will sort and just look through humor pins.
Oh,
and
okay.
These fake texts between the owner and their dog always crack me up. And I'll be like in my room getting ready for bed, reading these things and just practically in tears, you know, laughing. I know the dog's not texting, but and I didn't know how these things are created. Well, apparently there is fakephonetext.com. And you can create fake text messages. So maybe the cat will start texting too.
And I'm on the site. So can you imagine the trouble that you could really cause? I'm sitting here designing my own, and I've one son against the other. Mom said no, she didn't. You know, it's just it's like, and it looks real. So I'm looking at, okay, what gives it away that it's not real? I don't know.
I'm not sure on which of these things are, because it could. I mean, it could lead to a horrible bullying thing or something like that. But
I'm thinking of presents. You know, Christmas is coming, so I see, you know, one son against the other. I'm going to buy Mom you know, a new iPad mini. And then, you know, the other one's saying, no, I'm going to buy her. And did you look at it? So if you go to fakephonetext.com and if you go to the bottom, they even give you an option for connection. So you can show that it's a Wi-Fi or it's a 3G. So it's just, how clever is this? Battery status? I mean, you even can connect. Okay, so if they're my boys, they would be at 13%. I mean, that looks that looks real.
That was right. It just could go either way, but yeah.
It's bad.
You know, you could say, yes, Dana, you told me you would do this. See, I have it in a text message.
There we go. And then you put it in a blog post. So, yeah, you and I have spent way too much time on this one Geek It Out site, but very clever.
Exactly. But, you know, it was fun. AK's app that she suggested, because she really, really liked it, is Saga, the Essential Life Logging app. I downloaded it to my phone. And I've connected it to my Foursquare, my Facebook, my Instagram. And I think you can do everything kind of through this application. And then it gives you kind of, if you're into analytics and all that, analytics of how long you were at home or how long you were traveling or how far you've traveled over the week. And it kind of logs your life that way. And you can also, which I think is cool, is attach it to one of these music apps. And I only have like three on my phone, and I don't have the one. But I think the music of your life? What's the background of the music of your life? Which I think might be a really cool part of it. So
yeah, I
that
was poking around at this a little bit and looking at the questions that are asked a lot about it. So I didn't download this one yet. It's like, I mean, I have enough apps that track me and what I'm doing. So that one, I might check it out, but it does look pretty cool.
Yeah.
it's got like your Fitbit and maybe, you know, some of mm-hmm. these workout apps, but the only one I ever use is Charity Miles.
Yeah.
So I would like to see that attached in there, or the donate a photo with Johnson & Johnson, which I do every day. I'd like to see that, you know, added in there too. But I guess they can't have everything that I want in one place.
Yes, and I do love the donate a photo, and I'm talking to Johnson & Johnson on Friday, so hopefully they will soon be on Social Geek Radio, because those two, Charity Miles and donate a photo, are my two faves. So.
Oh, can I be a host again that night?
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. Or I can always call in. You might let me in.
I might let you in. I might open the phone lines.
Okay.
So what else do we have here?
Okay. There's a website. It's called Om Writer, OMMWRITER.com.
Oh,
and
yes. Yes.
Yeah, it looks kind of interesting. It's a pay for space, but it's like $5, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't do the whole thing yet because it was like, oh, your computer needs this codec, and I'm like, oh, I'm not downloading a codec right now. So,
yeah.
But it gives you a clean space. Think of Notepad. When you open Notepad on your computer, it's just clean. There's not toolbars. It's just a space. But they've
mm-hmm.
also added in kind of, you know, I think of like spa music.
Yeah.
That really relaxing music.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in an e-space. You're in a cyber space where everything's clean and the music coming at you is relaxing. So if you're having trouble maybe with some writer's block, that this might be a good tool to use.
Yeah, and one part of it, I was playing around with it earlier today. It was like they said, feel like you're in a Chrome industry. So it's like working, you're very focused. You've got this visual, beautiful colors are appearing in the soft music. Or you can change the tone in the background so that you hear like a typewriter. So if you really need to focus and thinking, okay, I need to hear the keys, and if you're that type of writer, tap, 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 tap,
mm-hmm.
tap, tap, and that's what gets you going. And it really was pretty cool. It's like, oh, I'm going to type faster. And so it's different. It puts you in that zone.
Yeah, I know when I write, I like to have music going, but I can't have it be music that I know because then I end up singing
mm-hmm.
along.
Singing,
and
right,
I
yeah.
end up doing a mini concert in my living room, and I don't get anything written. So something like this would definitely
work. Or you write the verses of the song that you're singing. I've caught myself doing that. Like there's a few words and it's like, oh, no, that doesn't belong in there.
That's not it. That's not what I wanted to say.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was definitely, definitely cool.
Okay, now, Dana's asking it in the chat, so I'm going to ask Dana. He can hear me. So which... We must not have given the actual URL, so I'll have to ask Dana, which URL or which app are you missing? So the first one that you did was called Fake It Phone Text, and then
yeah,
you
I think he
did
got that one.
Get Saga, so it's GETSAGA.com, that one. Oh, he got it. Okay. I think we're good. That
okay.
one. Okay, he got it. It's like we're reading right. the text and fucking. All right. So I think we have time for another one if you have it there.
Okay. And the other one is called readtapestry.com. readtapestry. And it looks like you create maybe a cross between a PowerPoint and an ebook that you can embed in your blog, and you just like can create stories that people click through.
Oh, now Kate, you know, I mentioned Kate Groom earlier tonight on the show from Australia. I'll have to send this to her because she sent me a direct message through Twitter yesterday looking for something just like this. She must have been reading our cyber minds.
That must be it. Or I know you were, who were you talking about on Facebook earlier today? Mary Smith.
Mari Smith?
Mari?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mari
yeah, about her PowerPoint
So maybe if you didn't do a full-on PowerPoint, but you just had a few pages of something, this might be a nice way to, you know, maybe put up post-presentation information or something like that, something a little different.
Very good. I'll have to explore this a little bit and then get back with Kate. Cool. Let's see. I got to check the time here, but I think we're still good. I think AK sent you a few that I had sent her earlier this week, which are pretty cool. Do you have the grocery IQ one?
Yep, I do. I do. So groceryiq.com, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I think you put your what you want to buy into this list, and it looks for coupons.
Well, let me tell you. So I saw this on Good Day Houston. So I'll give that to Deborah Duncan. What it appears that it does is that, yes, you put your grocery list in there, but then it also does a price comparison. And I believe that it also organizes your list by the store. So it seems to have a lot of different functions on the, and I have not downloaded it yet, and I've got to get busy with downloading it. And it is available for the iPhone and the iPad and the Android, and it's groceryiq.com. Just looked and sound pretty cool. It's got barcode scanning, so it's got the list sharing, it's got integrated, and coupons. It was the big thing, too, it has coupons, so that if there's something on sale, the coupon will pop up, they can scan it at the store, and you get the discount. Everybody wants to save money.
Yeah, I like that. I was thinking back, you know, I don't know, a year or so ago, somebody should create that app. I didn't know how to do it, so I figured someone should.
Well, it sounds like it's similar to the Target one that you were using and AK had shared on Geek It Out once before. I never really got the hang of the Target. Is it because I guess you had to go in and you had to put in the item that you wanted to buy, but then it publicized what you were buying. It's like, I don't need everybody to know what I'm buying at Target.
Yeah, you know, we're social geeks, but sometimes I just want to go shopping.
But,
you know, I'm checking in on Foursquare. Isn't that enough?
Right. Yeah.
But that's definitely, you know, maybe I should be a little more cautious of if there's a coupon available for my peanut butter, though. So.
Okay. Oh. And we have time. Let's just do one more.
Did you send her the hashtagify?
Yes. I love that one, too. So give the full URL for that one.
Okay. It's hashtagify.me. So hashtagify.me.
Yeah, and I was playing around with this, and I checked it with Social Geek Radio today, and I put in keywords that are hashtagged a lot, like franchising or put in education. That one I had actually sent to our friend Jen Morak. I put in EdChat because we know on Twitter that you know, there's an EdChat a lot, and I love the diagram that it puts out, and then it gives you top influencers of who's using that hashtag. It also gives you the different languages that's related to it. But I like this, and I think this could be used for conferences and conventions to track the hashtags.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
To see what's related and who's using it, as long as you don't want to hijack your hashtag.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to go there. Don't hijack the hashtags. Well, we're running out of time. So, Laurie, thank you very much again for joining me tonight and being my sidekick. Great job with Geek It Out. And I think the ladies are still on the line. So, Kim and Meredith, you guys were awesome. And thanks to everybody
else
who was listening. So we will see you again next week. Everybody have a good night, week. We'll see you, hear you next Wednesday.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.